Wales racing industry, together with the communities that make it prosper. From Tuesday, Racing HQ hits the road, broadcasting from locations around the state. The situation is extremely grim for country New South Wales, with the government declaring the state drought-stricken. From Tuesday to Friday, you'll hear from owners, trainers, race club officials and others regarding the situation in their areas. Tabcorp and Sky Sports Radio urge you to donate to Aussie Helpers and to join us Tuesday morning from 9 here on Sky Sports Radio.
Nova Employment has been matching businesses to staff with ability for over 28 years and have an unbeatable track record of success. Nova can assist businesses of all sizes.
I'm Jo Grimolo from Champ Enterprises in Blacksland. The team at Nova Employment have been very professional to work with and have provided us with a great receptionist. I recommend other employers focus on ability.
Recruiting? Choose Nova Employment, Sydney's premier disability employment service. Visit novaemployment.com.au.
Dynamic Syndications and Tullock Lodge offer the ultimate filly by champion sire Savabeel. From Frankly, winner of four, our filly's second dam is a half to O'Reilly, champion racehorse and sire. Her third dam is slipper-winning champion two-year-old Corsa. Her fourth dam is champion two-year-old filly Hunza. Bred on the cross of nine stakes winners, including our own Group 2 winner, Savapinski. Join our dynamic Gay and Adrian team. Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360808.
It's 10:31 now. Now joining me with this morning's edition of Pacing Rewind is Fred Hastings. Fred, good morning to you.
G'day, Simon. I trust you're well.
Yeah, not too bad. Awesome. Well, Greg Hayes is going to join us shortly to touch on the big night of the Breeders' Crown finals from Tabcorp Park, Melton. But first of all, how was Tabcorp Park Menangle last night? The main race was the Vic Frost Cup.
Yeah, we'll discuss that in a sec. I thought I'd kick off, Simon. The little sidelight to last night's meeting was the interesting three-way tussle for the Metropolitan Drivers' Premiership. Coming into the meeting, sitting on 42 wins were Todd McCarthy and Lauren Tritton, and one win behind them on 41 was Luke McCarthy. Well, Luke drew first blood. He won the first race, and for a while there, we had the three drivers sitting on 42. But as the night evolved, and I think I said in our little preview that it wasn't beyond the realms of impossibility that that trio of drivers in battling out the premiership could drive the bulk of the card. Well, between them, they drove seven winners. It ended up being Todd McCarthy with a treble. He prevailed with 45 wins for the season, beating Lauren Tritton, who landed a double. She finished on 44 wins, and Luke McCarthy bookended the card with a double, 43 wins. So Todd McCarthy crowned the premiership winner for the 2017-2018 season. Just a couple of quick sidelights. Well done to Patrick McCarthy, his first winner on the Metro scene, with I'm Cool Harry winning one of Todd McCarthy's drives. And Sarah Rushbrook had a big moment yesterday too. She had her first drives on Menangle in a couple of those country finals, and will no doubt have relished the experience and be looking to do that again. But as you said, Simon, the feature race was the Group 3 Vic Frost Cup, and here's how I saw the concluding stages.
My Alpha Rocks about a length and a half on Shannon's A Blast, Tiger Tara. They were followed by Smoky Quartz. Cash and Flow's yet to be produced. It's about to let down now as they straighten up. 27-1 the quarter. It's My Alpha Rock first to see the judge over Shannon's A Blast. Tiger Tara is not responding at the moment. And then came Smoky Quartz, but My Alpha Rock leads off its back. Shannon's A Blast is issuing a challenge, and a real challenge at that. It's My Alpha Rock. Shannon's A Blast. My Alpha Rock just in front. Shannon's A Blast is going to make one last dive, but won't get there. And My Alpha Rock keeps Lauren Tritton in the fighters beaten. Shannon's A Blast, Power of Red, Lurum Creek.
So replay there on the Vic Frost Cup, Freddie. My Alpha Rock just beating Shannon's A Blast, but there was no Tiger Tara in the finish.
No, Tiger Tara dropped out of the fight, so I guess that was its second up run. And some saying the miracle mile curse continues, but nonetheless, look, phone right, Tiger Tara off. Kevin Pizzuto's a terrific trainer, and he'll sort out whatever the issue is, and we'll see Tiger Tara back. But My Alpha Rock, 150-9, is a very talented gelding. The Trittons have done a good job with him, and he's just progressing through the ranks nicely now. That was a Group 3 win, has been able to run solid time. But another little feature is the horse can race and win over the 2300 as well. So there's a bit of bottom to My Alpha Rock, and well done to the elders with Shannon's A Blast. You know, this bloke, he's won $391,000 in stakes. He's probably a win away from eclipsing $400,000. Big effort by Shannon's a Blast to chase home my Alpha Rock and only go down by about a head. So good racing last night. That was the last Metro meeting at Menangle for the season. We've got one more meeting there, a provincial meeting coming up this Tuesday with eight races on the card. But no doubt, Simon, the big night was at Melton, Breeders' Crown Finals, and joining us online is Greg Hayes. Greg, you're part of the coverage, and sometimes I sit there and I think, geez, you've got the best job in the world.
Good morning, mate. Yes, I guess so. I get to be at all the big meetings, and it was another fantastic night of racing last night, and back at it this morning in the studio looking after some of the American racing today. But another special night of racing last night.
Let's kick it off. We'll work we won't work in chronological order. I think we need to talk about what was probably, and in my opinion, definitely the race of the night, the three-year-old Colts and Geldings runoff, and we've got the replay of the concluding stages. Or not. Ride High, of course, was able to score. Mark Pitt, 10 out of 10 drive, Greg. There's no doubt about that.
And probably the move of the race, Ride High, as soon as Mark Pitt made that early move, he took Ignatius out of play because as soon as Mark went around and found the lead, Colt 31, Grant Dixon, he made the decision to hand over. James Rattray, if he was going to make that move and go to the chair, well then Chris Alford was going to make the move. There was never going to be a lead for Ignatius. It basically made Ignatius a non-winning factor. Grant Dixon was never going to be able to win the race either when he gave the lead away so easily. Basically, it became his race to lose Ride High. It was a fantastic drive. And it also gave, once Emma won that race and also got third and fourth placing, it gave her $4 million in stakes for the season, which, very importantly, she became the first trainer to do that. So, look, fantastic drive. You said 10 out of 10. I gave him 12 out of 10, and I think Jason Boynton in the coverage gave him 26 out of 10. It was a majestic drive.
You called me conservative the other day, so I'll stick with the 10 out of 10.
Colt 31, Grant Dixon, had a few texts after the race. Did he concede defeat as soon as he gave the lead away so quickly? I think he did. I think he realised that he couldn't win the race pretty much soon after, probably in the semi-finals, when he drove the way he did, when he didn't go forward at the start and was happy to sit in the 1-1. He probably, when he went into the series, he realised he couldn't win the series. Poster Boy running third was great. Major times. Look, you run through that field and there's so many horses that are going to go through to Fast Class. There's a handful of those horses that are going to get through to Grand Circuit. You know, we're talking about all the horses that are breaking down or going to America. Our Fast Class horses, they're in good hands. We're going to have a number of horses get to that next level. Just look at last night's three-year-olds.
100%, 25-7 home, and that made it mathematically impossible for, as you said, the horses behind him to catch him. Great drive, Mark Pitt. The three-year-old fillies final, again, not sure if we've got the replay ready to go.
No, I can cue the replay up here, Freddie.
All right, well, let's run with the replay of the fillies.
And the leader is Speak No Evil. 3 metres hour. Angel of Harlem keeps giving. Angel of Arts has had a good run in behind them. My Harmony Blues made up ground off the back straight. 26-8 the third quarter. It's Speak No Evil in front. Our Angel of Harlem is second. Angel of Arts is about to get the run. Then My Harmony Blue. The leader is Speak No Evil. 5 metres clear though. Battling on well. Angel of Arts. Then our Angel of Harlem and My Harmony Blue. But finding plenty. Speak No Evil. And Speak No Evil wins another big one. Speak No Evil has won it. Second goes to Angel of Arts, is in great form. Third, My Harmony Blue. Good drive to get in.
No dramas there. Speak No Evil, $1.30 favourite, doing it pretty comfortably in the three-year-old fillies final, Greg.
Yeah, and broke the age and sex record for that 2,200 metres that was held by the Orange Agent. Look, she was there to be beaten. She got absolutely softened up by our Angel of Harlem. Deserved the victory. I guess the question mark was how strong was that three-year-old series when you took out a couple of the big guns, but Speak No Evil deserved that victory. I questioned whether she was going into that at her peak after her victory at Bendigo. Look, again, only a half a second outside the record, but I thought the way that Angel of Arts got so close to her in the final 50 metres, whether her long season was coming back to bite her, but, you know, she put egg all over my face with that performance, Fred. Another win for Emma Stewart. Chris Alford, he looked to be in some concern coming to the turn, but, you know, the Emma Stewart horses, they just find a way to keep on winning. My Harmony Blue, fantastic drive by Matt Craven. He just finds... He seems to drive them really, really well, especially in the big races. And our Angel of Harlem, Mark Reed, he made the race a staying test. And in the end, his filly battled on bravely to finish fourth. But Speak No Evil too strong in that three-year-old filly's final.
Yeah, she's got some big fish to fry, no doubt about that going forward. She's a very, very nice filly. And that 26.9 quarter, Greg, probably in some ways broke the hearts of some chasing. It allowed, I guess, Angel of Arts got close at the back end, but she's quality. And you mentioned Chris Alford, Emma Stewart. That last night, Chris Alford, four group ones, just incredible. Mark Pitt got a pair and Mark Purden got a pair of group ones in the sulky. So just incredible feats all round. What about the two-year-old fillies, our Princess Tiffany? I thought that was a huge effort by our Princess Tiffany, one of Mark Purden's drives to win the two-year-old fillies.
Yeah, definitely. He's had a lot of good fillies lately. Party On, Dream About Me. Mark Purden saying if she's not the best, this our Princess Tiffany, she's right up there with them. She now goes for a break. She was brilliant. He got into a battle with Kualoa. Chris Alford knew that he couldn't beat our Princess Tiffany if it became a speed test, so he turned it into a staying test. They went 28.5, 27, 28.7, and our Princess Tiffany sat outside her and beat Kualoa at her own game. It was an absolute war of attrition. Our Princess Tiffany outstayed the stayer. It was a great duel. And for mine was the performance of the night in terms of horse flesh. She is something very, very special. She's by Art Major out of Dancing Diamonds, and I'm really looking forward to seeing her as a three-year-old.
And what about the two-year-old boys? That was a great battle. Again, Emma Stewart Quinellering with Hurricane Harley and Centenario. Centenario led and very bravely. Hurricane Harley just kept chasing up the lane.
Yeah, really smart drive by Mark Pitt. I think the difference was there. Like, he had to make a few moves in the race, but Mark Pitt just dropping in onto the back of Centenario to give his horse a breather and came out and then came with that late run. They've always said Centenario is the better horse to stable, but in the end, that was the winning move, I think, by Mark Pitt. Good drive.
And the trotters, the three-year-old trotters was Stress Factor, Chris Alford. Our Show Gate won the three-year-old fillies. Two-year-old fillies, another Alford, Alison and Chris combining with Sleepy, but probably the most controversial win of the night, Greg, and I love your thoughts on this. The two-year-old trotters, Colts and Geldings, Clive Valley Cleachy, got up on the inside, and look, I'd say maybe 25 metres before the line, roughly.
40.
Just bobbled out 40. Of its gear, went for a little gallop. Now, there was a protest fired in. Your thoughts? The protest was ultimately dismissed.
If it was a TO, it would have been upheld. It was a group one. Mm-hmm. The stewards wouldn't take the race off. The worst thing is, under the law of our rules, they couldn't take the race. Well, the stewards didn't have... The rule book's the problem. If the stewards had, if it was in New Zealand, if it was in Europe, if it was in North America, the horse would have lost the race. Because the race was in Australia, the stewards are in two minds with what to do with the rule book. That's the problem. And that's the issue. Go with the New Zealand rule. Let's make the rule black and white instead of grey, and then the horse would have lost the race. So that's the problem. Harness Racing Australia, get all the states behind, get the rule changed, because how can in a trot race, a horse gallop the last 42 metres of a race and still win a trot race? It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Some were saying, or I think the stewards said that they couldn't determine whether the horse gained an advantage, but it certainly didn't gain a disadvantage.
No, well, but that's not the rule. The rule is, did the horse maintain its position because it was galloping? The answer is yes.
Yes, yeah, 100%.
So the rule is, did it maintain its position because it galloped? It had to be grabbed hold of.
I watched it over and over and over and over, and I think something. It's kind of a shame that a Group One has ended up with so much controversy and taken nothing away.
It's not about gaining an advantage. It's about did it maintain its position because of the. That's the wording of the rule. Did it maintain? And the answer is yes.
Mm-hmm. Rule book. Clive Alifici winning probably the most controversial race of the night. So for you, the horse flesh performance of the night, Our Princess Tiffany, drive of the night, Mark Pitt, and of course Emma Stewart, $4 million for the season.
Correct. Yeah, I'd give Mark Pitt the drive, Emma Stewart the training performance, and of course the big one, Our Princess Tiffany.
All right, and going forward, horses like Ride High, Poster Boy, Colt 31, Ignatius, out of the boys, three-year-old, certainly exciting times ahead, yeah?
Correct.
Greg, great to catch up with you. Thanks for your insight into the Breeders' Crown. It's I guess that's it for the season now. We're done, and we look forward to season 2018-2019. Before I let you go, have you got any bold predictions, anything that you want to, put out there as far as, what we can expect in season the season coming?
I would say that
you without notice. I understand a change in the rule book maybe for trial.
Yeah, well, I think that's got to happen. I'm going to say that the Inter Dominion is a complete success in Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say that Chicago Bull is the winner of all of the feature races.
There you go. Chicago Bull. Get on now. tab.com.au. Greg, thanks for joining us. We'll catch up with you later in the week on your program On the Pace.
Thanks, mate.
There he is, Simon, and terrific insight there by Hazy, as always. And it was a great coverage last night by the boys on Sky Racing. And I know Paul and Russell were, ducking in and out of interviews when their commitments allowed it to really build the coverage up well.
They've got a very strong team, haven't they? The harness set with Jason Bonington and Hazy and Adam Hamilton when he's there. I mean, they're a very tight brotherhood.
Blake Redden, all good, and of course, I've got to stick up for the caller, Dan Malecki, as always, outstanding performance behind the 10.50s, but you'd expect that from Dan, 8 days a week. He's a great caller, but last night some of his calls were terrific. So yeah, you're right. That Victorian team down there when they covered off, it was a terrific night of coverage. Yeah.
Good stuff, Freddie. Thanks very much for your help as always, and we'll chat again next week.
And Dubbo off today, in case people haven't caught up with the news.
Oh, Dubbo, that's just come off. Mick Dummersley was going to preview for us.
I've got information that Dubbo has been abandoned. So in one respect, and it's showing now on the Tab app that Dubbo is abandoned. In some respect, sad for the club and disappointing for the participants, but it indicates that obviously they've had some rain out there, and for the people that desperately need it, that's a positive.
Okay, thanks very much for that update, Fred. We'll talk soon.
Take care, Simon.
Fred Hastings joining us there. So Dubbo off, recapping Bow Desert, has been abandoned as well, and there's no racing at Narracourt in South Australia. In just a moment, Dave Carlton with this morning's edition of Chasing Rewind.
Your family deserves to be safe and secure at home. That's where Wideline Windows and Doors can help. Their secure line screens offer security without compromising on design or your view. And their safe line window screens are designed to prevent falls, keeping your youngest family members safe and sound. For security, safety and peace of mind, call Wideline Windows and Doors. Or visit their website at www.wideline.com.au.
How would you like to own a share in a horse in a $1.3 million race at Royal Randwick on Everest Day?
You can in the Kosciuszko, an exciting new race for New South Wales country-trained horses in the Everest Carnival.
12 lucky winners will own a slot for the chance to share in massive prize money. Plus another 12 winners will also be drawn to win a share in cash proceeds from the Kosciuszko Calcutta.
To enter, just head into any New South Wales tab and buy a $5 ticket via the self-service terminals or buy a ticket on the Tab app. And account holders can now buy multiple tickets via the NewSouthWalesTab.com.au website.
Greyhound racing takes place all over the world,
but Australia leads the way for sheer quality.
Stay with Sky Sports Radio, your racing leader.
Been another big week in the world of greyhound racing. Dave Carlson, good morning.
Good morning to you, Simon. And I can tell you now, it has been a fantastic week of greyhound racing. I say it every week because I got passion. And Victoria was the centrepiece at the end of the week.
So you were at Sandown on Friday night, Dave?
I was indeed on track with James Vandermark, and it was the national championships, the distance and the sprint. And Victoria took out the distance for the 27th time in the 50 runnings of the distance championship. And it was the dog they call Batman, Tornado Tears. Let's have a listen.
Dinah Chancer won the jump, but Tornado Tears is quick to kick up underneath, and Rip and Sam got a slight check onto the first turn. Poco Dorado went to fourth ahead of Velocity Lily. Third last is Moment to Drive ahead of Wimburne Lucifer. And last of all is Double G. Around to go, it's Dinah Chancer in front. Tornado Tears is two away. Rip and Sam sticking on the outside, and the Victorians are four clear of Poco Dorado. Another 5 Moment to Drive. Then Velocity Lily, Wimburne Lucifer and Double G. But Tornado Tears took the lead. Rip and Sam's after him, though. He's close enough to get his chance tonight. Tornado Tears and Rip and Sam from Dinah Chancer, Poco Dorado. Rip and Sam, Tornado Tears. Tornado Tears, he's too good. He beat Rip and Sam. Poco Dorado has flashed home into third and fourth, Dinah Chancer.
So no dramas there for Tornado Tears, the $1.50 favourite for Rob Britton winning the distance championship, Dave. And so-called Batman because of the markings on his face, I believe.
Yes, indeed. He's got the two big black patches over his eyes. He's a lovely dog. He's a champion. He's undefeated from 6 starts over the 700 at Sandown. His winning time was 41:45. Now, Rip and Sam early in the run was a lot closer than he usually gets. And I thought, hello, we've got a race on. Rip and Sam, of course, is Tornado Tears' brother. But Tornado Tears extended in the straight and scored an amazing win. This greyhound is just fantastic for the sport. Sired by the great Fernando Bale, who actually sired the trifecta, and he also sired the Quinella in the national sprint final. But congratulations to Robert Britton and everyone involved in Tornado Tears. He's just a wonderful, wonderful animal. Now, in the sprint, we, of course, were hoping that Skywave here in New South Wales would run well from box number 7, but instead Victory went to the West Coast with West on Augie. Let's have a listen to Brendan Delaney's call of the national sprint final.
Big Flood wasn't great away. Winning the start was West on Augie. He dashed to the lead ahead of Hastings slowly. Carnley Kenny got a slight check. West on Augie ran to the lead. Threw on the rail to second. Hastings slowly. Two to Big Flood. He got to third. Next was Skyway. Very deep out. Shardale from Carnley Kenny. Morris Minor and Buckle Up Rose. West on Augie took over. He's a length in front, but Big Flood's winding up. Hastings slowly sticking on the inside. West on Augie leads for home. Hastings slowly drives on the inside. West on Augie for Western Australia. He beat Hastings slowly. Third either Carnley Kenny or Big Flood.
Yeah, next terrific finish to the sprint championship day with West on Augie getting the decision over Hastings slowly. And Carnley Kenny, well, Ken Hinckley, the coach of the Port Adelaide Powers, a part owner of this greyhound, I believe. It wouldn't have been a good night for him. His team got rolled by the Bombers as well at the Adelaide Oval.
Yeah, absolutely. So it wasn't a good night for him. But look, Carnley Kenny, who got a good record from box one, ran a terrific race. But all of the honours to West on Augie, trained by Chrissy Hulf and his partner, Linda Britton, who's Robert Britton's sister, and Angela Langton, who trained Hasten Slowly, the runner-up in the national sprint, is also the partner of Jeff Britton. So the Britton family had a tremendous night. The winning time was 29:43, and the margin was half a length. And the party went well into the night. And one of the biggest partiers was Pete O'Neill, our mate, our race caller from Perth, who was on track. So it was Victoria's distance championship and Western Australia's sprint. So a tremendous night all round. And look, congratulations are in order too for Robert Britton, who trained Slingshot Hammer to victory in last night's Group 3 Cranbourne Classic. And we'll have a feature story coming up in the next few weeks on Robert Britton too. So really looking forward to that. Now, Simon, at the Gardens in Newcastle, also on Friday night, there were 8 heats of the Group 2 Blacktop. Set the storm, set the time standard. Let's hear the call.
Racing, bouncing out in front towards the centre was set the storm. Going to run to the lead, followed by Shirazag, Aston Juga, as they run down and out of the straight. They were followed by St. Gallen over on the outside as they run to the back. Redford Sloy, a good way back to Cash Point, and then came Jack's Girl. And in second last place, Humatilla out of the back straight, set the storm. The leader, Aston Juga, about four lengths away as they travel to the turn. And Cash Point, followed by Redford Sloy, the leader, set the storm. Too good, and beat Aston Juga in third place. Flashing up Cash Point in fourth place.
So that was a replay there of Heat 8 of the Blacktop, set the storm, scoring for Jody Lagogiani, and that was the quickest of the heats, wasn't it, Dave?
Yes, indeed. 29 and 27 from box number 4, a first split of 4 and 87 to Jody and Pete Lagogiani. Congratulations on set the storm. Jason McKay trained a double in the heats with Dipping Taylor from box 1 in 29 and 39 and True Talent from box 2 in 29 and 46. The other winners were Black Forge for Darren Sultana from Box 7 in 29 and 36. Patch Adam, which has come back from a broken leg, winning for Maxi Rimmer from Box 2 in 29 and 43. Keani Velvet for Tom Roach from Box 6 in 29 and 51. Hello Robbo for Eileen Robertson, scoring from the 8 in 29 and 53. And the Mark Davidson trained My Gal Penny, which won well from Box 1 in 29 and 61. The final will be run next Friday night, and the box draw is Zipping Taylor once again in box 1, Keani Velvet 2, True Talent 3, My Gal Penny 4, Patch Adams 5, Set the Storm 6, Hello Robbo 7, Black Forge 8, Caitlin Keeping and Aston Juke are the reserves, Simon. So a big night in Newcastle coming up with a Group 2 Blacktop final next Friday night.
And heading into the million-dollar chase, the first heat, I think, wouldn't be too far away. September 3, I think, at Bathurst.
Yep, that's coming up. That will be on Monday week. So really looking forward to that. September 3, also my birthday. So hopefully a couple of winners to match my 25th birthday. That'll be good.
Yeah.
While I'm here, congratulations to Forbes trainer Ray Smith. He trained a winning treble at Richmond last night, while Donna Campbell and Michael Clayton claimed doubles at Nowra. In news from Greyhound Racing New South Wales, and the state government, along with GRNSW, are investing $1.2 million in the Goulburn Greyhound Racing Club, which is going to enable the club to install lighting for night meetings, which is terrific. It's part of a $30 million grant program to improve track safety and facilities over the next 5 years. And Greyhound Racing New South Wales has also commissioned PricewaterhouseCoopers to conduct a feasibility study into a new track in the Queanbeyan area. Of course, we know the Canberra Greyhound Racing was banned, unfortunately, and they've been conducting their meetings at Goulburn. So it would be terrific if they could get a new track at Queanbeyan. I could bring Kel Watt, who was always on the show when the ban was coming in, but I haven't been able to track him down since. So maybe we could find out off Kel what's going on. But that's just about it for the latest Greyhound news. I can tell you that you've got Wayne Harris coming up shortly with a thoroughbred preview of Nowra. Him and I have driven down here today, so we'll be on Sky Thoroughbred Central bringing you racing from the south coast, Simon. They'll be raising funds for the farmers. And look, if I can just get a quick plug in for next Sunday, September the 2nd, at Mudgee, Max and Colleen Walker, Kenny Sutcliffe gave me a call and said they're inviting all farmers and their families. Free entry to Mudgee next Sunday, the big drought relief day, and all farmers, it doesn't matter where you're a farmer, just turn up at the track. You'll be wined and dined in a special marquee. The women will be pampered. The Costi brothers are donating a truckload of seafood, and there'll be live entertainment. So you're all welcome to get together, all farmers and their families. And for those of us who just turn up, just give a gold coin donation when you go through. So that's next Sunday at Mudgee. We've got today at Nowra to get through as well, Simon.
Good stuff, Dave. And your Dragons are taking on the Bulldogs later this afternoon. Are you confident in this match?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's at the home of football, the mighty Cogra Oval, of course. Last night I was at the SCG watching Hawthorn beat the Swans. You little beauty. Top four we are.
Yeah.
And hopefully it'll be a double with the mighty red and white at Cogra today.
Gee, the crowd must have fell silent when Bruce took that marker off Roughhead's boot right in the goal square.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, the crowd went silent apart from Leith Mulligan and myself, my colleague, both Hawthorn men, and we were They were staring daggers at us, but winners are grinners.
Yeah, good on you, Dave. Enjoy your afternoon, and we'll chat again next week.
Good on you, Simon. Thanks a lot.
Dave Carlson there. It's coming up to 11 o'clock, so a reminder that harness racing today from Dubbo has been a